Merry Christmas! Welcome to Partakers 2014 Christmas Series. Fulfilled. At Partakers, like most of the world, we are now on the countdown to Christmas. This year, we will be looking at how the birth, life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ was the fulfillment of words and promises spoken about and predicted down through the ages, through countless years, as people looked to God to rescue them. That first Christmas, almost 2,000 years ago, is the time when the invisible becomes visible, when Almighty God, who is outside of time and space, entered time and space. This Almighty God, who is outside of time and space, entered time and space and became a weakened baby in what we call the Incarnation. No other religion has anything like this. Almighty God, the Creator, has become one of His created beings, a human. One of the New Testament writers in John chapter 3 verse 16 sums this up well. For this is how God loved the world. He sent His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent His Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. One of God's servants, one of Jesus' followers, who used to be one of His persecutors, said something similar in Romans chapter 8, verse 3. So God sent His own Son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving His Son as a sacrifice for our sins. We will look at some of those words as given in what we call the Old Testament and how they were fulfilled in the New Testament. Some of those things could have been fulfilled by deliberate human intervention, or even by Jesus Himself. But not all of them. Starting at our next podcast in our Christmas 2014 series, we will start looking at just a few of them in this, our Christmas series. See you tomorrow.